RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Rules of football: you score more points than the other team, you win the game. Commanders got 20, the Saints got 19. That means this is a Washington Commanders Rewind victory edition. Commanders are 9-5. Let's start the fun.
What's that smell?
No, I taste victory.
Oh, victory!
Here we go, DC!
We are the champions, my friend.
We don't need to dig far to figure out what happened in this game and why it happened. The first drive was for the Commanders was kind of completely unhinged. He got a field goal followed by another opportunity to score, followed by a touchdown, followed by the touchdown being called back, followed by a holding, followed by some Jaden Daniels magic. That was kind of the game in a nutshell. Things didn't settle down from there. The other thing I want to point out as we dive into Commanders Rewind, and I'm going to keep it largely big picture and not the individual plays themselves. This was a small sample size game. There weren't a lot of drives, period. There were two possessions of consequence in the first and one in the second. And that was it. There were really three possessions that mattered, and then the two quickies inside the two-minute warning that mattered for the Commanders. There just wasn't a lot of football, period. And so I think, you know, as you talk about the offense, the offense was struggling in the second half. The offense was slumping, whatever it was. The offense drove four times in the second half. They got the ball four times. They gained 63 yards, got a field goal. And we'll talk about that field goal when we get there because they were on the 5. They should have gone for it. 45 yards, got a field goal. You had the bad drive at the start of the fourth, and then 28 yards and missed the field goal. That's not an offense that's slumping to me. I also mentioned I thought Jaden Daniels threw some darts. I was focused yesterday on the ones he missed to Terry because it could have been a 4-touchdown day for Terry, who, you know, could have flexed on the rest of the league and extended his statistical edge. But that overlooks Jaden threw a lot of really nice passes to some really nice targets on Sunday. He also was dealing with an offensive line that was struggling. And Sacks are quarterback stat. He had a lot of them, no doubt about that. But also, sometimes you're missing your starting center, and it turns out he's a big deal for the success of the team. And these things matter. So Jayden Daniels sacked 8 times. Our old friend Chase Young taking care of one of them.
Gate of 16 to the 37 first attempt. So much time for Daniels off the step. Steps up. Now he's hit from behind. And that is our old friend Chase Young getting a sack back at the 33-yard line. I want to hand it to Chase Young. He's having a very nice first season with New Orleans. He's top 5 in quarterback pressures. It's only his 4th sack of the season, but he's really had an impact for them.
Yeah, Chase is playing really good football. I actually ran into his father on the sideline before the game. And, he said, man, I'm not so concerned about the sacks. It's really about Chase having an impact on the game. But Jayden, he missed a wide open Jamison Crowder on that play. He just held on to the football too long.
That's the opposite of the happy London Fletcher laugh. Our guy just got sacked. Play another sack too. We'll get through the sack portion of these festivities.
So thanks to the penalty, it's 3rd and 18 up at the 31-yard line. Empty backfield for Daniels. 2 wide receivers to the left. Saints bring 4. He's got time. Gets away from Chase Young off the edge, but not Cameron Jordan. 2nd sack of the drive. Daniels ran out of time quick. It goes down at the 24-yard line. It's a loss of 7, and Tressway's on the punt.
Yeah, this isn't going to change my thoughts on Tyler Biadasz. I think he's essential personnel right now. Some of these were on Jayden, for sure, and it's a good defensive line, and Chase Young is a crazy athletic football player, and it goes to show you, when you have a guy who needs structure and you put him in a bad organization, you're going to get bad results. So not everything that happened in Washington is 100% his fault. He's obviously reclaiming his form somewhat in New Orleans. I don't know that he's ever going to get back to that Rookie of the Year level he was at, but there's talent there, and he could stick around in the NFL for a little while. But good news, they returned the favor. There's just a lot of sacking going on all over the place. Washington got a couple as well.
So Saints into Washington territory for the first time. 1st and 10, the Washington 44. Snap to Hayner, play action. Pressure off the edge, and he is sacked for the 2nd time. He falls into the arms of Dorrance Armstrong back at the 47-yard line.
There you go. Dorrance Armstrong, he gets a game ball on defense, and was joined by Deron Payne for one as well.
Here's the snap. Washington brings 4 in under pressure. Tries to get away from Deron Payne. Can't. Falls down back at the 20-yard line. 1st sack of the game for Washington, and it'll be a 3-and-out.
All right. Forgot to introduce. That's Bram Weinstein. He calls the games on 910 The Fan here locally, 105.1 FM. You can hear them every week. London Fletcher, and you occasionally hear Logan Paulson on these clips as well. That's the broadcast team. There were some stars of the game. San Ristel getting an interception was, of course, very nice. Frankie Louvu plays his butt off every game. I thought Dorrance Armstrong had a very nice game. As mentioned, I'm coming around on Jayden. He's not the player of the game, but he put up some numbers, and he ran the ball really well, which was great to see. It's pretty easy who the player of the game was. His name's Terry McLaurin. He does cool things.
The ball moves back to the 17-yard line. It's 2nd and goal from there. 3 wide receivers to the left. Saints bring 4. Daniels pumps. He chased to the left. Stops. Cuts back. Dropped the ball. Picks it up. Throws it towards the end zone.
Oh,
in between defenders. Was that caught? It
was!
Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Unbelievable catch by McLaurin in between defenders!
Oh, my goodness. This is a Houdini act. His great escape by Terry to get open, and Jayden Daniels, man, he does a terrific job of just buying time, and what I love, keeps his eyes down the field and throws a dart to Terry McLaurin for the touchdown.
Only a quarterback in the NFL who has 2 touchdown passes this season where he scrambles for 8 or more seconds. Jayden Daniels, he can create the time. He was so good with his legs. The injuries behind him, whatever impact that was is behind him. Ran 11 times for 66 yards. But more importantly, Cliff Kingsbury said, let's throw the ball to Terry McLaurin and see if good things happen. And good things did, in fact, happen. Here's the other touchdown.
1st and goal for Washington, up 7-0. Clock running here, 5:50 to go first half. Pistol look. Robinson behind Daniels. 2 wide receivers to the right. In motion, Olamide Zaccheaus. They play action Robinson. Daniels then looks, fires into the end zone, and that one is caught!
Terry McLaurin for the second time. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
This is just an unbelievable throw by Jaden Daniels. There's no other way to explain this. Fakes the play action, and he sees Terry. And you talk about threading the ball through a needle. He threaded the ball through a tight, tight needle to Terry McLaurin for a second touchdown of the game.
Yeah, they needed every bit of that margin, too, because the shutout in the first half feels like they've had a really good first half defense this year. We'll get to the second half when we get to the break here in a minute. It wasn't as good for the defense in the second half. The other real factor here was Zach Ertz leaving the game. Here's the big catch by Ertz first.
It's third and three at the 22. This is Washington's 16th play in New Orleans territory. The Saints have had one so far in this game. 7-0 Washington, 6:12 to go here first half. Washington trying to add to a 7-0 lead. Third down and three at the 22. Here's the snap. Saints bring pressure up the middle. It's picked up. Daniels has time. Throws towards
Zach Ertz. Reached up. Grabbed with one hand. Pulled down at the three. What a catch by Ertz.
Who needs two hands when you can make one hand and catches like this? Zach Ertz. He's a little woozy, though.
Oh, that's not good. Who needs two hands? Zach Ertz, he probably does want both the hands, even if he's just using one of them for the catch. Zach Ertz, one-handed catch, really good, ends up hitting the ground hard, leaves the game. Made a difference in the passing game, but I thought Jaden effectively covered that over with Terry McLaurin. Getting 10 targets, carrying the load. We asked what would happen with Noah out, and the answer was, Zacchaeus and Brown stepped up, four targets each. They filled that void, and with Ertz out, you saw a lot fewer targets. Just one for Sennett, one for Bates. Loved the John Bates catch. He caught the ball, and I think he's been instructed to do this. He got down. That's a tough dude. That's a dude who can plow over some guys. I think he said, John, you're in for Zach Ertz. We need you to catch the ball so that they know you can do it. Under no circumstances are you to run upfield with this ball or attempt to be a superstar today. That's Terry's job. Your job is to catch this football and get down as quickly as humanly possible. He's a good direction follower. He did it. And he's a big impact on the game. I love him as a blocking tight end. We mentioned this before. I just love, the running quarterback changes the numbers. Where, you have a running quarterback, you have 12 guys on the field at all times from a defensive perspective. He reduces the numbers again when you bring him in. He's a receiver who doesn't catch, so you're back down to 11. But every once in a while, you got to keep him honest. Got to give him one. Sennett, who I think will grow into a great player over the coming years. Luke McCaffrey. One target, no catches. We all want Luke McCaffrey to happen. But what's the Mean Girls line? Stop trying to make Luke McCaffrey happen.
Yeah.
It says stop trying to make Fetch happen. It's not happening. He's not ready. He has a great last name. We were all excited when he was drafted. This does not mean Luke McCaffrey will be a bad football player. This does not mean there's no future in the NFL for him. I think he could be a great football player. The classic example I always give is Morgan Moses, who was bad his rookie year. And then had a very nice decade-long NFL career. He's still out there blocking his butt off. He's a great right tackle in the National Football League. You can grow. You can learn. It's not happening this year. This is Alamide Zacchaeus and De'Ami Brown from here. And I'm not as sold on De'Ami as his coaching staff is. They trust him. I do love Zacchaeus, of course, UVA guy, who's been in some big-time situations with some teams. They're carrying enough of this load. Jamison Crowder got a couple touches. That was nice to see. Luke McCaffrey's not going to happen. So let's table the Luke McCaffrey discussion. We'll talk about him again this offseason. We'll get excited about him next summer. We'll drive up to Ashburn. We'll do a training camp show. I'll tell you, man, I think Luke McCaffrey could be an impact player this year because I believe that. I think he can be. I think it's not going to happen this year, though, and I think that was all the proof you needed on that. We got to talk about the defense, too. We got to talk about turnovers. We got to talk about Benjamin St. Juice not playing. Where does he go from here? Is he in the Jamin Davis club? Is he on the ropes? I think you got to ask the question at this point, which is stunning to me as a guy who's backed him. But at some point, the on-the-field product speaks for itself. We will dive into all that as Commanders Rewind continues. It's a thing we do on Tuesdays. It's extra fun when they win. They're 9-5. They're sitting in the final playoff spot. We'll break down the second half of Commanders Saints. On the other side, you're listening to 910
Commanders Fan.
Commanders Rewind rolls on. 2019 win over the Saints. We get to the second half here. Jaden Daniels, I want to talk about him for a second before we get to the defense, because he was spectacular with his legs. 11 rushes, 66 yards. Looked good, made good decisions, only put his body on the line once. We'll dive into that. One weird play where he got tackled but was laying on top of the guy, and they came and knocked the ball out. There were some weird moments in this game. But this is Jaden Daniels getting a first down because he's very good at this.
Third and one at the 38-yard line. Ben Sinnott comes in motion. Here's the snap, play action. Oh, Daniels is in trouble. Someone missed the block. He gets out of a potential sack at the 35, gets to the 38, dives ahead to the 39. Jaden Daniels avoided a sack and gave himself up to get the yard that was needed as we get to the two-minute warning and extend this drive.
That's the good stuff right there. Jaden Daniels doing what he has to do as the pressure's coming in. That's how you keep them from blitzing you. You have runs like that. All right, defensively, big story, obviously, is Marshawn Lattimore. We're not going to play any Marshawn Lattimore highlights because there weren't any. He was out there. They didn't throw the ball his direction. That's a good thing. That is a good outcome. That means you had a player who was essentially taken out of the game entirely. There's nothing wrong with that. You just take a receiver off the board, let them throw at the other guys, test them. That's a successful debut for Marshawn Lattimore. What surprised me was on the snap count, Benjamin St. Juice did not get a lot of run. He did come in the second half for one play, got a penalty, got taken right back out. You know I like him. I do. He's got good range. He's got good length. I think he's got the skills. He is penalty prone. I will not deny that. What I know is Adam Peters does not have the time of day for guys who were here under past regimes. We have seen that over and over again this year. He's remaking this team, and he is moving on from a lot of these guys. I wonder, you know, we were talking about like, oh, you move everybody on down a slot, you know, and St. Juice will play, and Igbinoghene will get some rest, or Sandrist will be, you know, inside. He'll play in the slot, whatever it happens to be. No, they just sat St. Juice for the whole game because a new guy was available. He went from the number one corner here to standing on the bench watching his teammates play. I wonder, and I don't have an answer for this yet, you know, this is a time will tell situation, is he headed down the Jamin Davis Emmanuel Forbes road? Guy who we were excited about, high draft pick, and Adam Peters is in here. He's like, not that guy. I'm going to need better than that. I got standards. It's time to meet those standards or it's time to get out of here. That's a time we'll tell, but certainly the arrival of Lattimore didn't juggle a lot of things. They just took one dude out of there. Benjamin St. Juice on notice going forward with the Commanders. Now, other thing is turnovers or takeaways, obviously, as they're called defensively. The Washington defense has been bad at intercepting passes. It has not been for a lack of opportunities, and there were certainly opportunities in this game as well. And it hasn't been for a lack of putting themselves in position. I think Joe Witt's done a fantastic job of getting guys in position to make plays and create takeaways. No, the problem is don't catch the ball when it comes their way. And I know I like advanced stats. You know that. I read a lot of the Bill Barnwell crowd online, and they'll say turnovers are luck. The takeaways you create, you can put yourself in position, you have great athletes, but the number of takeaways you get is largely a function of luck because it's so random, because it happens so infrequently. If you are bad at creating them one year, it will generally even out the next year. To which I say, come meet the 2024 Washington Commanders, because it sure feels like they're getting in position and they're getting opportunities, which is why I love the rookie so much, Mikey Sanristel. He took care of business, got a much-needed takeaway early, set the tone for this defense.
So another third down here for the Saints. Third and four at the 32, 11:36 to go here first half, 7-0 Washington. In motion, the tight end, Juwan Johnson. Here's the snap to Hayter. They'll throw for it. Washington brings four. He's out of time again. Javonte Jean-Baptiste grabbed him. Hayter survives. Throws it downfield, and that one is picked off. Picked off by Mikey Sandristill, the 46-yard line, and an interception for the rookie.
Pressure bust pipes. You get Jake Hayter off his spot, moving in the pocket, the pressure getting to him. He tried to throw a tight window throw, and Mikey Sandristill says, no, 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 not today, baby.
Not today, baby. That's an interception for one of the best young players on this team, for sure, and a great draft pick. You'd say it was the best draft pick, except for the part where they got a left tackle in the third round, which is basically impossible to do. They made some good draft picks this year, I guess is what I'm saying. Also, there's the Jaden Daniels situation. He was a good draft pick, too. Doesn't matter that it was number two. There were guys you could have taken. They picked the right one. These things matter. Good drafting produces good football teams, and good organizations draft well. That is what this team did this year, and I'll love to see it for the Commanders. When we get back to the Saints side, though, the Saints start grinding these guys down. Let's do the trick play, because trick plays are fun. This is how the Saints got their first touchdown.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And made it a little bit of a ball game.
Chan had an opportunity to intercept that ball, but Marquez Scantlin, he ended up making that play.
He looked like Chin went for the interception. Had he hit him, he might have broken it up. Instead, the Saints get a real first big play of the game, first and 10 at the 21. They throw to Cedric Wilson. It's a throwback to the opposite side of the field towards Alvin Kamara. He catches it, but did he get both feet in? They say yes. Touchdown, Saints. They're going to have to look at this. I'm not sure he got both feet in by the far pylon.
Yeah, they're definitely going to look at this because it's a scoring touchdown, but this was a designed throwback. Double pass the entire time, and Frankie Louvel initially felt like he was running. This is one.
Wow, Kamara made a one-handed catch on the throwback from Wilson, and I think he got both feet in.
He got both the feet in. It was a touchdown for the Saints, who, you know, climb back into this game on the strength of their run game, and that's what confuses me because. Yeah, I've identified the sack problem. One, as a good defense, and they're playing well. And two, Biadasz was gone, and I think he's been a huge difference maker. I'm not sure on the defensive side. There's really no reason why they're wearing down in the second half, but it does seem to be happening with alarming regularity, especially, and this is kind of a big picture thing here, but coming off of the bye, that's when you're supposed to play your best football. That's where you're supposed to be at your freshest, at your most ready. This team's now played twice coming off of long rest. They've looked kind of rusty both times. They've kind of sleepwalked through both of them, which is very interesting. You don't usually see that in the NFL. Good news. No buys. They'll be sprinting to the finish line here. They're playing every week, final 3 weeks, and if they make the playoffs, they'll be playing again that next week in the first round against an opponent to be determined. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the finish, some situational football back and forth both ways, and some more great Jaden Daniels plays because, as I said, a little unfair to number five yesterday. He had himself a very nice game. Some accurate throws. Some great plays with his legs. We'll do it all. We're in the middle of Commander's Rewind. This is 910 The Fan.
As Commander's Rewind, entering its third segment, Bram Weinstein has the call every Sunday right here, including this Sunday, 1 o'clock kick against the Philadelphia Eagles. Chance to put a little distance on the Atlanta Falcons in the chase for that playoff spot. Falcons play the Giants, so they will probably do their part, presumably. Giants seem pretty committed to be picking number one overall at the moment, it appears. We'll see, though, if Kirk lost to the Giants, man. I don't want him to, because then we would definitely see Michael Penix. You know my thing. When a young quarterback starts, you get the bounces first game. I can think of exceptions, though. Jake Haener being one of them. Spencer Rattler did all right, though, coming in relief. Let's talk about situations. Situational football. First, let's play some Jaden Daniels jumping over some fools to get a first down, because it was it's fourth and one. You know, I know, Cliff Kingsbury knows, you don't want your quarterback taking unnecessary hits. But when it's fourth and one and you got to extend a drive, you do what you got to do. And this is a... This is one of those mesh plays. He can hand it off. He can keep it. There is never any doubt which option Jaden Daniels is going to pick.
Big play here. Saints fans feeling a momentum shift. Third and 14. They're at the New Orleans 48-yard line. Daniels in the gun. McNichols to his right. Here's the snap. Pressure up the middle. Daniels has to step up looking for an outlet to the 50. He takes off. 45-40. Cuts back center of the field. 35-30. 25. It slides down at the 23. Jaden Daniels again with his legs.
That's great. That one's on me. That was the third down. We do traditionally do third down before fourth down. It is chronologically here on the rewind. So that was a point for Hazel. Point taken from MP over here. But after third down comes fourth down. This wasn't the fourth down that came after that third down, but we are still playing it sequentially. It doesn't matter. Here's Jaden Daniels getting a first down.
Here we go. Fourth and one at the 45. Let's see if they're going to snap it. Pistol look for Daniels. McLaurin to the right. Extra tackle on the field. Send it to the left of Scott, who's to the left of Coleman. Daniels does snap. Keeps, has to dive ahead, leaps over a couple of defenders, falls at the 46-yard line, and he got a first down. He was completely bottled up, and he just jumped over the top of a couple of defenders.
Wow. Fourth and one, it's an option. He can give it to the running back. He can keep it. He is always going to keep it. I love that about him. At some point, the defenses will adjust. He's going to have to hand off on one of these at one point to keep everybody honest. I love that he wants it. I love that he gets it. Anytime he wants that yard, he gets that yard. He doesn't miss often. Don't damage your body like that on first down. But fourth down, playing to win, playing to make the playoffs, that's an acceptable time to take that risk. The Saints get a field goal. We're trading back and forth here. The Saints kind of stalking in you know, they're in distance, they're in range. We're seeing what's going to happen here. And this was one of their worst offensive series, including an eighth sack of Jaden Daniels.
Here we go. Third and eight right at midfield on the Saints logo. Empty the backfield for Daniels. Four wide receivers to the left. Here's Daniels. No pressure. Steps up into the pocket. Now he's in trouble. Carl Granderson is able to, on the backside, catch him as he tried to slip through the pocket. It is yet another sack at the 46-yard line. I believe that's the eighth for the Saints this game.
They had a lot of third downs, and they had a lot of third and longs. The overall number, they were 9 for 17 on third downs, which is a lot of third downs to have in a game with a lot of, with a few drives. It means every drive basically was first, second, third, first, second, third. Jayden did his part. He converted a lot of them, including some long ones. Those things catch up to you eventually. Decision time. First decision point. It is fourth and goal from the 5 for the Commanders. This is in the fourth quarter here, and this is the drive that starts things off in the third quarter. They get to the 5. They opt to kick a field goal. I want to spend more time on that one than the other one. I know we want to talk about the other one, and that's okay. But that's the one to me from the 5 with Jayden Daniels. I kind of want to let him cook there. And I want to give my defense a chance to get right and pin their ears back. Now, on the other hand, they're fading in the second half. Maybe you don't want them to give up a 95-yard scoring drive because that's demoralizing. I want to let my guy try to make a play in that situation. Terry's playing well. Jayden's playing well. That's the one I would have changed in the moment. I would not have changed the field goal at the end of the game, though. So let's do the Saints touchdown first here. That's the later Saints touchdown. So the Saints get the field goal. Washington is up 7. The Commanders drive. They end up in a third and really long. And that's when you make your decision, right? Dan Quinn doesn't make decisions in the moment. The decision is, we're going to run Brian Robinson forward. We're going to set up a field goal. We're going to let him kick the field goal. It's a 54-yard field goal indoors. I don't think it's unreasonable to ask an NFL kicker to make a 54-yard field goal indoors. These guys haven't had a guy who could do it in forever. That is not an unreasonable ask of an NFL kicker, though. 50 is becoming more and more normal. Tressway should punt, pin him deep. There is one right decision. I'm telling you what I would have done, which is what Dan Quinn would have done. If you go up 2 scores, the game is over at that point. We're not playing football anymore. We're done here. There is a situation, though, where you miss a field goal and you give them the short field. That's what happened. I don't mind letting them kick. If you suit up a kicker, you should be able to expect him to make a 54-yarder indoors. He didn't. We're back to the other kicker and maybe back on to new kickers. And who knows? They've had a lot of kickers this year. It hasn't been their strong suit. If you dress somebody for an NFL football game, though, you should have confidence that guy can make it from 54 yards. He didn't. I don't regret that call at all. We don't have the clip because nobody noticed it in real time except the people watching at home. The clock stopped with 9 seconds left. That remains a thing that irks me about this football game is the clock just casually stopped at the biggest moment of the game because the ref told them to stop the clock incorrectly. I still have no clue what was going on there. But Saints down by a touchdown. They're driving. They're gashing this defense. This defense late in games, right? As the Eagles come this week, it's important to remember, in Philly, the defense held for a while, then gave it up late in the game to Saquon and crew. That's something they're going to have to work on down the stretch here. I don't have answers for you, but we got questions for sure. Here's the touchdown for the Saints.
17 seconds left in the fourth. Saints have no timeouts. Fourth and one. Rattler the snap. Looking at the center. Now back to the right. Throws underneath. Caught Foster Moreau. He's tackled short of the goal line. He's got a first down at the 2. Clock is ticking. Out of 9 seconds. Now they stopped it for a couple of seconds. They need to roll it. It's down to 5. They spike it with 4. I'm not sure that clock is correct. That thing stopped for at least a second.
That's called home cooking right there.
It's the ref. It's the ref. The ref did it. They score the touchdown. Spencer Rattler, by the way. Props to Spencer Rattler. He was money. He put those throws on the target. The Saints correctly go for 2 when you are a bad football team. And they're not a bad football team. But when you have a bad record, less football is better than more football. Everybody wants to go home. Try to win. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you don't win. They didn't win. This is a great throw by Rattler, though. And really good coverage by Noah Igbinoghene.
This is it. 2-point conversion. Rattler's in the gun. Jamal Williams is the back. In motion, Moreau just scored the touchdown. Rattler rolling to his right, looking, firing, throws.
Incomplete! Oh. Incomplete! Whoa. Washington wins 20-19!
Wow!
The pass is incomplete.
Wow!
The game is over.
You talk about stepping up to the plate, and making a play when you absolutely had to make a play. The Washington Commanders defense did play great in the second half of this ball game, but when they absolutely needed to make a play, they came through and preserved the victory and got us to 9-5.
Bringing it back full circle, going back to where we were at the beginning. St. Juice, does he make that play? Does he commit pass interference? I don't know. They left Noah Igbinoghene in there. They didn't rotate him out. He made the play in the moment. Some nice coverage, and they were unable to pull in the throw. 20-19, your final for the Commanders. They squeak one out. They're very much right in the thick of this playoff chase. Big game against Atlanta coming. We're waiting for the start time announcement for that one. Another piece of Commanders news this morning. Everybody's now reporting. We told you this on Friday. Looking good for the RFK Stadium site. And now people are reporting this morning that the RFK Stadium site being transferred to D.C. will be included in the new spending bill this year in D.C. So as long as there's a government, which I don't say flippantly because we've done this before, as long as they pass the spending bill, RFK Stadium will go to D.C. Negotiations can begin on a new Commander Stadium in downtown D.C., which we can all get excited about. Obviously, lots of steps between here and there, but this was always a big one to get it done before the new administration takes over. That was Commander's Rewind. Eventful game. I come away from that feeling like this is a solidly good football team. There are great teams. You see who they are. They're the teams that are going to be competing for a Super Bowl. Right now, got three in the NFC. AFC's got some great teams as well. Bills and the Chiefs. That caliber of team. We'll find out if the Steelers belong in that club. I don't know if they do or not. I think Baltimore is obviously a great team. You got bad teams. We've got a lot of bad teams this year. The Saints aren't a bad team, by the way. The bad teams are the teams that have three wins, and there's a lot of them right now. The ones that are fighting for that draft position up top. Saints aren't a bad team. They had some bad breaks this year. Not a bad team, though. In the middle, anybody can win and anybody can lose on any given Sunday. The Commanders had just enough to win. That's worth celebrating. Get to 9-5. Tough task awaits this weekend, obviously, against the Eagles. But this is a team that controls its destiny from here. Can certainly win its way into a playoff spot with two of the final three. If it's the right one, maybe one of the final three. It's looking good right now. It's a good time to be a Commanders fan. It's a good time to be locked into the fan because, as you know, we have the most Commanders coverage in town. We've also got the games. Thank you to the crew up there for putting the highlights together for us as they do each week. We'll step aside. We'll take a break. We'll crosstalk with AWOD. We'll put a bow on the Tuesday program. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.